This is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
Well, the Lord just told me about today, knew who was going to be here, not just our people, but some others. And he said, I want you to dial it in. And I have been dialing it in. And what he's been talking about is something beyond the covenant. The covenant was for a purpose, and that is souls. Everybody say souls. Man, we got to dial it in. So I taught last Sunday and the last couple Sundays to our church about being prize-minded. Now, when you hear this at the beginning, you're going to go, oh, Chip, that's that coach in you, and you want the trophy and all this. This is so scriptural, it ain't even funny. It's the beginning, the middle, and the end. And I'll show it to you here in a second. All successful people in business, in sports, in any way of life, if they're successful, they're prize-minded, they're goal-oriented. Is it worth it? What is it about? They're not just going through it to go through it. All right? There's a purpose. And God created, you know, I believe this is this way for the church, because God would have never said in the scriptures, Hebrews 11:6, he is a rewarder of those. Who's a rewarder? God. Oh, huh. So God knows how we react to things. Are you with me? Man, if you're a school teacher, you will reward and you will try to motivate and inspire your children to do more. If you want to do a fundraiser, sell candy, you win an Xbox. What? What is that about? Come on now. He knows we need to be motivated. He knows that we're going to, and there's going to be rewards throughout eternity. That we're going to, I'm telling you, not us, but there's going to be people and Christians who never miss church that are going to wish they had done more when they were here. Great shall your reward will be, Jesus said. Eternal rewards you shall have. Amen. Matthew 6:33, seek him and all these things shall be added unto you. Those are rewards. As a matter of fact, I have found in my study 87 different times things, rewards, or prizes is mentioned in the Bible. And not only that, it starts out that way. Genesis 15:1, this is God going to Abram. Everybody say Abram. Not Abraham, Abram. This is the good time to put Genesis 15:1 up on the screen. Take the solitaire game off and put, yeah, all right. I'm just playing with them. So I know, I'm joking. They know I'm joking, Mom. So Mom used to sit behind my bench when I was coaching. Nah, it was baseball too. Chip, don't yell at him. Mom! Chip, don't get on him. Boy, they loved it when Mama was there. Is your mama here today? No. You sit down, Mom. You sit down. I'm in the anointing spot. Sometime later. Now look, here, let's get back here. Mom's going to do some push-ups here in a second. Sometime later, the Lord spoke to who? Abraham. Not Abraham. No, Abraham. Abram. So Abram's not, he don't have a covenant. He's not covenant minded. And in a vision, and he said to him, hey, now this is the beginning of this whole thing. We're the seeds of Abraham. This is the beginning of the whole thing. And he comes and he says, don't be afraid, Abram. That's number one. Don't be afraid. I will protect you. And what? Hello? Hello? That's the beginning. I mean, he starts this thing off. Hey, you ain't doing this for nothing. There's a reward in this thing. Quit thinking about yourself. Get dialed in to those. He takes him outside of the tent. He shows him all of that. He's trying to get him to dial in. and through all throughout the scriptures. We know David was prize-minded. We mentioned that a while ago. And he said three times, what does the winner get? I'm in covenant. I'm getting a prize. What's the prize? Well, the king's daughter, is she hot? Well, yeah, you keep talking about her personality. That's not scriptural, but we know David. Anyway, all right. Come on, Mom, just sit down. Paul, right? Paul, 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27, Amplified. Let's look at that, all right? Do you not know? Hello? Don't you know that in a race all the runners compete, but only one receives what? So run your race that you may lay hold of what? And make it your... Don't run this thing without a purpose. Abram, you ain't going to do this for no purpose. You got to be prize-minded. As a matter of fact, in the scriptures, I'm a rewarder of those who diligently seek me. Now, he specifically says who he's going to reward. There's some Christians that may not... Where's mine? He specifically says who he's going to reward. It's like a teacher going, finish your homework, I'll reward you. Guess who's getting the reward? Amen. Prize-minded. Everybody say prize-minded. Well, let's finish this out. Click. Now, every athlete who goes into training conducts himself temperately and restricts himself in all things. They do it to win a wreath that will soon wither. But we do it to receive a crown of eternal blessedness that will not wither. Oh, I bet Paul was like, oh, that's what keeps me going. Paul was prize-minded. God told Abram, be prize-minded, man. There's a reward. You're not doing this for nothing. Man, this will up your game. I can't imagine telling a team, well, we're gonna work hard, but there's not going to be any prize involved. We're not going to playoffs. I told the association we're declining the playoffs. Every little smurf's going to leave me. We're out of here. Amen. All right, click. Therefore, I do not run it with uncertainty, without definite aim. I do not box like one beating the air and striking it without an adversary. Click. But like a boxer, I buffet my body and handle it roughly, discipline it with my hardships and subdue it for the fear that after proclaiming to others the gospel and things pertaining to it, that I myself should become unfit and not stand the test. There's going to be a test at judgment day with fire of what you did, and was it worth it, and were you goal-oriented? What was the prize? Yeah, but I'm just a mama who does this. But you, there was a calling on you, mama. And there's a Holy Spirit to help you, mama. And you will pass that test, mama. Amen. And there's going to be a test, and I don't want to be able to, Paul says, not stand that test. I don't want to be unapproved and rejected as a counterfeit. Oh, God, help us, the church, not to be a counterfeit. Counterfeit authority. Counterfeit love. Counterfeit. There was no drive, no passion, no desire. Just drop quitting. God help us. Amen. Paul continues. He's the same one who wrote 1 Corinthians 15, 57, and 58. Let's read this. But, oh, I love this. Son, I love this. But thanks be unto God. Oh, come on. Why was he thankful? He gave us the victory. We got the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I think I wanted this one in. What did I say? No, I wanted amplified. Okay, good. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, click. Therefore, because of this victory, what victory is it? It's the victory over death. If you read before that, he has given me the victory over death, and therefore, somebody say therefore. my beloved brethren, we can be steadfast, say steadfast, immovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord. What is the work of the Lord? What is it we're here to do? But we're supposed to be abounding in it. Is it to get rich? That might be. Is it to get out of debt? Is it to get healed? No, that's part of it. What is the work? What is the prize? You don't know yet. Act like you didn't hear that. That's from our church. Doing more than enough in the service of the Lord, knowing and being continually aware, hey, don't forget this, that your labor in the Lord is not futile. It will never be wasted or never not have a purpose. You're not doing this for nothing. Amen? Then we go to Jesus. Was he prize-minded? Hebrews 12:2. Amplify. Looking away from all that will distract to Jesus. Looking away from all, somebody say all, that will distract. All means all. This is good, but don't let it distract you from what the purpose is. Faith is good. Authority is good. Stay with me, but don't let it distract you. The name is good. All these things are good. All these teachings are good, but don't let it distract you. And I'm not just talking about teachings here. Anything that'll distract you, sin, anything. To Jesus, who's the leader and the source of our faith, giving the first incentive. Oh, he's starting to go priority here. And is also the finisher, bringing its maturity to perfection. Here's why. He, for the joy of obtaining the prize. In other words, joy came on him because he was prize-minded. And because he was prize-minded, that was set before him, he endured the cross. You want to know why he endured the cross? Because he had a prize on his mind. I wonder what the prize is on your mind. Because he's the head and we're the body, and here we are. The plan is to continue on. God has this overall plan to continue on.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's Church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we had the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.